You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. It's our annual Halloween special. And I didn't know we were supposed to have themes. You did a theme in that last
block. Well, I don't know if we're supposed to, but I just did.
Like, what are the rules?
You pick a theme.
Uh-huh.
You stick with it.
Okay.
And then you reap the rewards.
Oh, I didn't pick any themes.
Oh, well, the reward was my esteem and, you know, my respect. So I guess you don't win any of that. Sorry.
Wow.
Good night, folks. No, we heard this set was all themed around giant monsters, which I love. I am a sucker for giant monster films. And so when I was thinking about what sort of songs I could pick that are horror or monster related, like, this was a no-brainer for me. We ended off with a very rare song. This one was a single released in 1966 by a band that was created just to make the song. They were called The Moon. It was to promote the new Gamera film, and this song was simply titled Gamera, but yeah, it was released, became a little bit of a minor hit in Japan in 66, and that's what we heard by The Moons. Prior to that, a band that we had seen live, and we actually had an opportunity to see them perform this song,
mm-hmm.
the 5678s, another great Japanese band, actually.
Yep.
I just clued into that, we heard their version of the theme from Mothra. Love that was released as a single back in 2014. And before that, a band, again, I don't think a lot of people would normally associate with them having scary or spooky songs, but we did hear something from the Kinks.
We heard King Kong from the Kinks, and this is found on a few releases. Pulled this from the Kink Chronicles album. Oh, it was actually a single. Sorry, it was a single recorded during 1972?
Yeah, well, actually, that was released in 72, but Kong itself was actually recorded, I believe, around the time of the Arthur session.
69, I believe?
Yeah.
68, 69.
It didn't really chart that high, but it was a great song nonetheless. One of my favorite songs from the Kinks, and it is compiled in my Kinks Chronicles compilation, which is such a hard thing to say on air, but I'm glad I was able to eke that out. But, of course, the question does remain, Dave, what do you prefer, King Kong or Godzilla?
I don't know.
Prefer big, furry, and stinky, or big, scaly, and fiery?
I guess Godzilla.
Okay, Godzilla it is. So you are a fan of Being Dead's Godzilla Rises, the opening track from their brand new release, Eels. So there we go. A whole set about giant monsters. So what's your theme for the next set, Dave?
Well, there's a slight spider theme, witch theme, and x-ray theme. So
in other words, you don't really have a theme.
I don't actually have a theme, but I was really trying to pull it together.
You almost did it.
And I
but
almost
you didn't.
Did it. But sometimes if you try, there might be a theme. So
or you fail, which is the scariest thing of all.
I didn't fail. But anyways, we're going to start off this next set with a song from Ty Segall that he did back in 2011. He had an EP called Spiders. And this is the title track. So we're going to start off with that. We're also going to hear some music from Wine Lips, Spider Bite, which is a punk band featuring Daniel Romano, Ian Romano, and Stephen Lamke. And then also Hot Garbage. Did I mention Wine Lips?
You sure did.
Okay.
In fact, Wine Lips, we're going to hear a very witchy song from them. But yes, we're going to hear Spiders by Ty Segall to open up this next set. Remember, you are tuned into the annual spooktacular edition of Revolution Rock.
We'll be right back. is a witch doctor mad?
The wolves are out. The bats are hovering above your head. The witches are cackling. It can only mean one thing.
Is Mystic Eye here?
Nope.
Oh.
Sorry, I was going to say it's time for the municipal election. But no, it is actually our spooktacular annual episode of Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here bringing you the scares on this edition where we're playing all horror and Halloween-themed songs. And we ended off with one of the scariest things I think I could ever think of encountering. Hot garbage.
Yeah, it's pretty stanky.
It's pretty stanky. It's scary stank.
It's a whole new level of scary. And we heard a track from Hot Garbage's debut release from 2021 called Ride. We heard X-Ray. Part of that, we heard some music from Spider Bite.
Yeah, and this is the one theme. Now, Dave didn't realize we're doing themes in this episode. You know what? It's okay. He's only been doing this for, 50 years. It's fine. But...
Thanks.
I'm joking. But this is one thing I love. Well, you do multiple things I love, but this is one of the things that I adore when there's a band that has an album that shares their name, and they do a song that shares the title of the band's name. So this is Spider Bite by Spider Bite, as released on Spider Bite.
Yes, that's a band featuring Ian and Daniel Romano and Stephen Lamke. And then before that, we heard music from Wine Lip's latest Super Mega Ultra, which came out this year. We heard Burn the Witch.
Which... under the original track listing, I was assuming was a cover from Queens of the Stone Age, but it's actually an original song, which I really dig. I really like this song.
And then we started off with music from Ty Segall. We heard the track Spiders from the release of the same name, originally put out in 2011. Coming up next, we have more music starting off. Well, there's a lot of zombies in this next set.
Do you want to take a guess what the theme is?
I'm going to guess.
Okay.
So there's a lot of songs with the word zombie in the album title and the song title. So it's about cottage cheese.
You are completely correct. Great job. No.
That's pretty scary.
I love cottage cheese.
Oh, you do? Okay.
You know what? I'm going to actually, I think I have a container over here. I'm going to open it up and eat it on air.
Let's not scar the audience.
Okay, I'll do that while we're just alone in the studio and I won't break eye contact. But this next set, you're welcome. It's all about zombies, those favorite reanimated corpses of ours. We're going to be hearing nothing but tracks about zombies, including this opening number by the Pixies. And Pixies actually have a brand new album out, which is very appropriate for this time of year. It's titled The Night the Zombies Came. And this song, despite its title, is indeed about zombification. In fact, a lot of the songs on this record are. Here is Chicken by Pixies on this spooktacular edition of Revolution Rock.
A lover.